James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
And now, let's see if Billy Brownless can actually perform in a grand final.
He ran straight under the football, Brownless.
It's the Rush Hour's grand final edition of the Hump Day Quiz.
Oh, now, we've got a couple of very nice entrants. Before we get to them, of course, lots of people miss out. We get thousands of entries. Connor Hewitt, a Newitt, I think it is. The show's a rebel without the King of Kings. Everyone knows that, of course. Brycey Miller, Brownless shows up and had a go, not like the Cleveland Browns. What happened to the Browns?
Well, you knew it was going to happen, Jim.
Still 4-2, but the absence of Nicholas Chubb hurting me. Mike Ruggiero, I think it might be. Fats Career, Brownlow votes 24. King of Kings, batting average 42. Another aspect in the mayor of Claremont's life that's twice as good as Fat. See, these Claremont. People are starting to understand what's going on here, Fat.
Todd from Bowen Heads, want to wish Rabble good luck on the weekend. And Braden Dixon, yes. Rename the show next year to King of Kings and the Bins.
Jake Not Dempsey, bad. Why the hell would you want to be a part of this quiz? Shambles from you, Decoy. Just branding your decoy, Fat. Well, Brad Howlett, unlike Bins Brownless, I managed to get one of the four grand finals I played in. Because I'm getting fat like Bill and love frothy, says Daniel Caddy. So these are the people who couldn't get in. But we've got a couple who have, Bill.
We have indeed. We've got Michael over there in Mandra, WA, Jim, who's a Cat supporter. G'day, Mickey boy.
Hey, Naggers, Jim, Rudgie, how are we?
Hey, Mickey, I worked in Mandra for 2 years on the local newspaper down there in about 1986. It's a very different place now.
Oh, she's pretty busy, mate. Plenty of golf courses, though. You'd love it now.
Mate, so, and the canals, all the beautiful beach houses on the canal. It's turned into a superb place.
It has. Yeah. Your confidence that day, Mickey boy?
A little bit nervous, Bill, but I reckon we got it.
Right, a little bit Ian Nankervis.
Ian and Brucey. You can throw Brucey in there as well. Who's he playing against, Mick?
Well, he's playing against Carl. Carl is from Perth also, Jim.
What?
Come in any time, Carl.
Carl.
It's Cal, mate. Bloody hell, Fat.
Not Carl. It's Cal. There's no R in it, Fat.
What kind of name's Cal?
He's Callum, mate.
He still can't say it. Cal, Bill. C-A-L. Cal.
I'm calling Callum. Who do you barrack for, Callum?
The Mighty Kangas, mate.
That's it. Good times ahead for us, Cal. They're just minutes away.
Are they still? I don't know. I think they're in the VFL.
Have a listen to Smug Fat.
You got no players. Yeah. You got no coaches. No players.
Nah, we'll be right, mate. We'll be right,
Cal. Just when I feel like, because I'm a big Chris Scott fan, just when I feel like I want Geelong to win the grand final, Fat comes out with shit like that, and now I hope they get their ass kicked.
Oh, I don't know, mate. He's a bit of an embarrassment, isn't he?
No doubt. Well said. There's one already for Cal.
No.
There's one on the board already.
Callum Murray, good luck, and also Mickey Boy. There's six questions, and what about the prizes? Oh,
what do we got, rabbits?
Sherlock Steele, Trey, Wheelbarrow. They are unbelievable. It's the cart that lasts long. You can grab them from Bunnings Warehouse, and how's this? A grilled voucher and Brick Lane beer to match. Oh. It's a perfect combo to watch the Melbourne Storm win on Sunday night.
All right, now scream your name out if you think you know the answer. Fat, how many questions we got?
We got six today, Jim.
No, we can't have six.
Why?
It needs to be an uneven number so we can separate the winner from the loser.
No, I've just had a listen to him, and I reckon Mick wins easy. Oh. So I'm giving old Callum Murray a chance here with six.
But you bloody owe me, mate. You sold me a dodgy photo once.
Hello?
Oh. Where?
Are you doing a bit of out of the boot work at the sporties?
Where are you talking, Cal?
No, you did a sporty once with you and your little rodent, mate, and I bought a picture and it had a fake signature on it.
Oh! No! Come on, guys.
I got ripped off twice. I got the fake picture and a recycled lack of band story.
Oh, he's got your measure,
let's get
Fat.
On. Let's get on with the midweek quiz. Everyone loves the quiz. Righto, you ready?
I love that.
Number one, it's a multiple choice, okay, Cal? That means you got to wait and see what A, B, C, or D is, right? During the 2007 Geelong Port Adelaide Grand Final, what was Stevie Johnson telling his teammates and opponents to call him? Was it
Michael. A? Cal.
Michael.
It's Brownlow, wasn't it?
Oh, Michael, you jumped in.
Jumped in, and now Cal gets all of the clues here, Fat
was
Boy.
Was it Norm?
Oh, he doesn't know.
He didn't have to read them.
Oh, there you
Jim,
go.
I just wanted the. Well, I'll tell you. A was Chompers. B was Superman. Superman.
That's it.
C,
Superman even.
C was Dickhead. And D was Norm.
Wasn't it? Fat, wasn't it in the three-quarter time huddle? He just kept ignoring the. He said, not until you call me by my proper name am I going to speak to you.
It was, but it's a badly written question, Jim. So
I love that.
So I'm not talking to you until you call me Norm, he reckons.
Spot on. It was a three-quarter time. And the boys are going, come on, Steve. He goes, no, Norm. Hey, he did well. He went out for lunch with Jeremy Cameron, tried to keep him at the Jumpers.
Yeah, he took one look at those teeth and pissed off.
Come on, Jumpers.
What are you doing, Jumpers?
This is an audio question, right. So wait till you hear it, Callum, all right? Here we go. Who is this?
Australia without rugby league is not Australia. Rugby league has been a fabric of our society.
Cal.
A tradition of
Peter Vallandis.
Oh, have a listen to Cal.
Wow.
Jeez, this is what North Melbourne bring, just excitement.
Are you still there, Mickey?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Come on, Mick.
Righto, Mick. I got it. Try and turn Cal off, Rabsy. Right, Mick. Who played their first AFL game in the 2019 grand final?
Michael. Marlon Pickett.
Pickett. There we are. 2-1.
Number four. Name the two people who have been chosen to present the Premiership
Cup. Michael.
Dean Nankervis and Ash Barty.
Two all. What's happened to Brucey? Because Ian and Brucey go everywhere together. You can't have one without. Is Bruce still with us?
Yeah, Bruce lives in Geelong. Right. Ian lives in Queensland.
Because normally they're a double act, Ian and That's Brucey. Right. I actually thought that was one person's name. Ian and Brucey Dan Curvis.
Ian played 325 games for the Cats, first player to play 300, and Bruce played about 270, Jim. So very good players.
Yep.
It's a hum.
Ring a ding ding.
Ding ding ding. How many premierships have North Melbourne won?
Cal.
Four.
Yes. Nice work. Yeah. Right.
Well done, North. Now, you've got to have a listen to this. This is an audio question, and we need you just to say a one word answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rabsy.
Buddy tackled by Muller. Score! Dropping the ball. Boyd took the advantage and played on from inside the centre square. Boyd's kicked the goal. From inside the centre.
What did Brian say?
Yeah, Michael.
Cal, I reckon, snuck in first.
Surely I can't drop the magic on air.
Yeah.
You got to say what he said.
All right.
Oh, no.
He Cal.
The bomb.
You can't swear on air, mate.
Oh, well.
Sounds like you, Jim, when you face in the net.
Otis Gibson. Oh, well. Hey, Cal.
Yeah, mate.
When Bill chooses wrongly to try and put SH1T on you about the Kangaroos winning four premierships, you can bring up with him the fact that, just say to Bill, you can say to him the following question, how old are you, Bill? And Bill will say, I'm 53.
53.
So that means that you were born in 1967. Between 67 and today, who's won more premierships, North Melbourne or Geelong?
Baby Kangaroos all day. We'll wait till the weekend, boys, because it'll be four.
And then it'll be,
you win on the weekend, because that'll make it four all. Otherwise, we're in front. I say the same thing to Fat Bristle every time. Collingwood have won two in that time, and North have won four, so gem.
Hey, Cal, how's that memorabilia?
Still pretty fake, mate.
Hey, Cal,
I might have to take it out of the bar and put it in the toilet instead, I reckon.
That's it.
You can choose from a Sherlock Steele wheelbarrow, mate, or a $50 grilled voucher and a slab of Brick Lane beers.
Oh, those wheelbarrows are good.
I'll go the froffies and the feed, please, mate.
Oh, nicely done, Cal.
And Michael.
Yes. Hey, mate, those wheelbarrows are super. I've got mine. I use it every week. It just gets better and better the more you use it.
Please. Actually, you can have Jim's.
In the garage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You can actually have Jim's. It's brand new.
They're available from Bunnings Warehouse, by the way. Sherlock Steel, and they are bloody good.
Superb. The best. Hey, well done, boys.
Yeah. All right, cheers.
Enjoy being in the West and being able to live normally.
Yeah, we'll do. Love it.